Macmillan Audio presents The Book of Goose by Eun Lee. Read for you by Carolyn Hewitt. You cannot cut an apple with an apple. You cannot cut an orange with an orange. You can, if you have a knife, cut an apple or an orange, or slice open the underbelly of a fish. Or if your hands are steady enough and the blade is sharp enough, sever an umbilical cord. You can slash a book. There are different ways to measure depth, but not many readers measure a book's depth with a knife, making a cut from the first page all the way down to the last. Why not, I wonder? You can hand the knife to another person, betting with yourself how deep a wound he or she is willing to inflict. You can be the inflictor of the wound. One half orange plus another half orange. Do not make a full orange again. And that is where my story begins. An orange that did not think itself good enough for a knife, and an orange that never dreamed of turning itself into a knife. Cut and be cut. Neither interested me back then. My name is Agnes, but that is not important. You can go into an orchard with a list of names and write them on the oranges. Françoise and Pierre and Diane and Louis. But what difference does it make? What matters to an orange is its orangeness. The same with me. My name could have been Clémentine or Odette or Henrietta, but so? An orange is just an orange, as a doll is a doll. Don't think that once you name a doll, it is different from other dolls. You can bathe it and clothe it and feed it empty air and put it to bed with the lullabies you imagine a mother should be singing to a baby. All the same, the doll, like all dolls, cannot even be called dead, as it was never alive. The name you should pay attention to in this story is Fabienne. Fabienne is not an orange or a knife or a singer of lullabies, but she can make herself into any one of those things. Well, she once could. She is dead now. The news of her death arrived in a letter from my mother, the last of my family still living in Saint-Rémy. Though my mother was not writing particularly to report the death, but the birth of her own first great-grandchild. Had I remained near her, she would have questioned why I had not given birth to a baby to be added to her collection of grandchildren. This is one good thing about living in America. I am too far away to be her concern. But long before my marriage I stopped being her concern. My fame took care of that. America and fame. They are equally useful if you want freedom from your mother. In the postscript of the letter, my mother wrote that Fabienne died the previous month, de la même manière que sa sœur Joline. In the same manner as her sister. Joline had died in 1946 in childbirth, when she was 17. Fabienne died in 1966, at 27. You would think 20 years would make childbirth less a killer of women. You would think the same calamity should never strike a family twice. But if you think that way, you are likely to be called an idiot by someone, as Fabienne used to call me. My first reaction after I read the postscript, I wanted to get pregnant right away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?